The question was asked. They found the man. They say his body is 18,000 years old. Does that fit into what we're taught with regards to creation, 6 days of creation, and the world being 5,777 years old? What's important when we deal with questions of this nature is to there are two ways to approach such a question, and I'm going to prefer one of them. You can approach the question and say, now that I have a question, how do I interpret the text? And that's an approach I don't want to take. Science keeps changing. Science opinion keeps changing in radical ways. To repeatedly modify our understanding of Torah based on science is a dangerous thing. Even though we do trust science in the sense that we live by science, we get vaccines based on science, we take medicine based on science, and we do many halachic rulings based on science. But where science is not in itself reached conclusions, but rather science is evolving, such as the understanding of world history and the age of the universe. So it becomes dangerous to start interpreting Torah based on science. And that's why I would prefer to take the second approach, which I'm going to describe now, and that is to look at sources that preceded the question, sometimes by a century, sometimes by a millennium, and see, or sometimes by more than that, and see what understandings Chazal gave us, our sages gave us, into the universe, and see whether what science has found must be understood to contradict what the Torah says. Rather than say, in light of what we now discovered, let's interpret the Torah differently, let's look back and see what interpretations did the sages give us long before the questions were raised. Okay? I think that's a more honest, or at least it strikes me as being more intellectually honest. And at least we won't corner ourselves into a specific understanding based on science, but rather we will explore what understandings existed. So let's see a few understandings.
Basically, you say I shouldn't trust science.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, let's see what Chazal told us in terms of the age of the universe.
I mean, in this topic, I shouldn't.
I don't want to view science as being finite. I don't want to take science as there was an 18,000-year-old man. But rather, science thinks there was. Is that necessarily a contradiction with what we know? And we have a few things that Chazal tell us. Number one, we are taught, and again, this is a medrash that is 2 millennium old, okay, long before the question was asked. The medrash states that the Torah begins with God created this world, and that's where our count of 5777 begins. Well, the medrash says, all of that was introductory to the Medrash. The Medrash says that before the words Bereshit bara Elokim, before Hashem created this world, well, there were other worlds that were created, and they were destroyed. So the Medrash gives us a perspective, and I'm not going with the Zohar, that gives many more details and makes the year millions, if not billions, of years old. I'm not going with that at all. Meaning there's a Zohar. Who knows what the Zohar means? I don't know Zohar. I hear it quoted, but I don't know what Zohar... I don't know. I don't learn Zohar. I don't have a tradition on Zohar, and I don't trust myself to understand what the Zohar says. So let's take other midrashim, more classical, if we might call it, more expressly learned midrashim, more common midrashim. And the midrashim state that before the creation that's recorded in Genesis, in Bereshit, there were quite a few worlds that were created. And the Midrash does not reveal to us what happened with those worlds. Meaning we're accustomed to approaching Bereshit as the beginning. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. In the beginning, Hashem created the heaven and the earth. But Chazal tell us that's not exactly the beginning. That's the beginning of what you see here. But before that, there were other worlds. Now, we imagine that was Mercury, Venus, Mars, Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. We imagine other worlds means other planets. Who said? Maybe other worlds means on planet Earth. Hashem created a world. And then, as the Pasuk indicates, Hashem created the heaven and the earth was empty and void. Tov avoh, there's mass turmoil here. That's the world Hashem created. Hashem created an earth that was filled with turmoil. Or was there a tov vavoh, this turmoil, that was the evolvement of the previous worlds which were here on the planet? And from that, Hashem created what we see here. What I'm saying now is an interpretation that was offered long ago by the Tiferet Yisrael. But I'm saying that's his interpretation. The Medrash says there were other worlds. So can it be that in one of these worlds there were human beings and dinosaurs and other things and mammoths? Could be. I'm saying So when you asked the question, I said there are many answers to the question. There are many approaches. I want to offer one, even though there's really room to discuss others. But I think this one is good enough for us. And it gives us a vantage point that dates back 2,000 years before we asked the question. A midrash that we have from then. And it allows us to move forward. And if science finds A or B or C, that doesn't have to scare us. Comfortable saying this is conclusively the right answer? No. This is a potential answer. There are quite a few potential answers. I'm not sure what happened 5,777 years ago. I'm not saying this is the end-all answer. On the contrary, I'm saying this is an answer. This might be the answer.